Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I'm visiting with Russ Tadigan, and of course, most people know that Russ is my son-in-law. Russ, how far along are you with your harvest?
Yeah, so we were fortunate and were able to finish with harvest on our acres late Thursday evening. Friday morning, I got a call from a couple of neighbors asking if we could help them finish up, and so we were able to move over and help them finish up and got everything done that I know of Friday evening.
You know, the wheat in our area is a little different than a lot of the rest of the state. How do you prepare your wheat ground?
So almost all of our wheat ground is planted right behind soybeans. We harvest the soybeans off and plant right into that stubble and get it good and started with some starter fertilizer. And then through the winter, we top dress it and usually run some chemical with it as well.
So when you say chemical, though, where you plant cover crop behind that, that probably has to be accounted for in the chemical application.
It does. We kind of pay attention to what we're going to plant behind the wheat, whether that's double crop beans or whether that's a cover crop, and what type of cover crop goes into play in that as well. We used kind of a reduced rate of a shorter life chemical on certain acres that we're going to go back with a cover crop mix like turnips and radishes and sedan grass.
So have you planted some things in the wheat stubble at this point?
We have. We kind of choose to fields that we're going to double crop beans to harvest earlier to give them the benefit of the time. And then as things progress, we plant cover crops following it too. And we have all of our double crop beans planted at this point, and have some of our cover crop mixes planted as well.
And what does your cover crop consist of?
So it kind of depends when we're going to get it planted and when we want to graze it and things like that. Lots of times this early, we go with a sedan grass-based cover crop mix because sedan grass does really well in hot and dry conditions. Usually we like to have some tillage radishes and turnips and multi-species in there. Seems to help it grow well, but also you provide different root structures and feed values for the cattle as well.
So when will you start grazing that cover crop?
So some of these cover crops, like the sedan grass, is 45 to 50 days to be in the boot or just pre-head, and I like to have cattle on it before that. The feed values are really higher when it's in the growth stage and things like that. We have double-stocked some of our native grass pastures with plans of coming home early from that. And so if we're planted, you know, for instance, the 28th of June, we look to be on that the first couple weeks of August.
And then those cattle will come home from grass and they'll calve soon after that?
Yeah, so the cattle that we double stock on these pastures are usually a fall bred cow that'll start calving the end of August or 1st of September. So if we bring them home 2 to 3 weeks before they're ready to calve and kind of treat anything that needs treated and get them tuned up, and then we turn them into this cover crop so they've got, you know, a good, fresh, high-nutrition feed that they're grazing and let them calve out there in their own.
So how many weeks will you plant cover crop? In other words, do you kind of string out when you plant it as to so it doesn't all come at the same time?
Well, by design, you have to have a plan that you move forward with. Lots of times plans are diverted from and you're never real sure, but you know, right now we're still busy piling straw bales, and with a lesser rate of chemical, a lot of the pigweeds have started coming and showing up. And so kind of based off of when we spray that and have a clean field and weather predictions and stuff, you know, like some of our cover crop mixes that are oat based, we don't like to plant for another 30 days until the evenings have started to cool off and things like that. They grow better through the fall and how many cattle we're going to need and things like that. So yeah, we usually end up spreading out the planting of cover crops over the next 30 to 45 days, kind of weather dependent.
That's Russ Tadigan. We're in Clay Center, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.